The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
The Gospel today is what's known as the Magnificat. It's Mary's hymn of joy and humility before God, our Savior. This virtue of humility is founded on the awareness of our position in the eyes of God and on the wise moderation of our excessive desires for glory. It should never be confused, though, with timidity, faint-heartedness, or mediocrity. Humility is none of those things. It is not opposed to our awareness of the talents we have received, nor to the full use of them with rectitude of intention. For humility does not diminish, but broadens one's outlook. Humility recognizes that all the good in us, whether from our nature or from grace, belongs to God alone. For of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. God is all that is great in us. Of ourselves we are defective and weak. This is the human condition. We come before God as debtors who do not know how to repay our debts. And for this reason, we go to Mary as the mother of mercy and tenderness, to whom no one has ever had recourse in vain. Pope Leo XIII tells us of Mary, abandon yourself full of confidence in her maternal womb. Ask her to obtain for you this virtue of humility, which she prized so dearly. Do not worry about not being heard. Mary will ask it for you from God, who exalts the humble and crushes the proud. And since Mary is all-powerful with her Son, you will most certainly be heard. So turn to Mary, my brothers and sisters, for she will take your prayers directly to her beloved Son.